reading is from John 1, verses 29 to 51. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony: "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him, and I myself did not know him. But the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one." The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what Jesus had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is, the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." This is the word of the Lord.
Lord, would you open our hearts to your word and your word to our hearts? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Connecting with Jesus, making him known. Can we all say that together? Connecting with Jesus, making him known. If you missed the talk last Sunday, can I encourage you to listen to it on our website as we launched our Vision and Mission series? In everything we do as a church, we should be asking ourselves this question: am I connecting with Jesus? Am I making him known in my actions and words? Over the next few weeks, we'll be looking at what this might look like in practice. And today, we're looking at our first CSK value, which is to serve, and how we do that as we reach out with Christian love and compassion. The church is here not only for the members. And by church, I mean us, the people, rather than the building. And we see a church that is mobilized and reaches out in practical and generous ways to its local community and beyond. We're all already doing some great things in this area. But what is God asking us to do at this time, in this place, as we connect with Jesus and make him known? Now, Food Bank is just one example of one of our ministries that's doing a tremendous job in reaching out with Christian love and compassion in practical ways to families who need food and other support. The Food Bank team is working so well because they're united in their vision to help less fortunate people. And they're united in wanting to make Jesus known in the way they meet with people who come here each Thursday evening. They give people time to talk. They care for them. They also prepare hampers to take to families in our schools who need a little extra love and care. Please make sure you're regularly praying for the Food Bank team. They are connecting with Jesus and making him known, reaching out with Christian love and compassion. The ARC, our under fives group, has been described by some mums as one of the best baby and toddler groups around. Why? Because the team who serve on ARC are committed to reaching out with Christian love and compassion. And the ARC needs more volunteers. Volunteers who are willing to help in practical ways, perhaps just offering 1 hour, not needing to stay for the whole ARC session. No one here is too young or too old to help out with this important ministry. We see a church that is mobilized and reaches out in practical and generous ways to its local community. We also see a church that is open and friendly and gives hope to people who are in need. I've already mentioned some of the ways we help people in need. But what's the biggest hope we can give to people? Surely it's that we know a God who is love, who is completely for everybody, who wants to be involved in lives. That's the hope we need to share. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ, who loves us so very much that he went to the cross to take the punishment for all the things we've done wrong, to conquer death, and to give us the gift of eternal life. What better recommendation can we give to a person? Have you ever spent a moment thinking about how many times a day we seek recommendations or give them out? We listen to critics, perhaps read the recommended watching column in the TV magazine or newspaper. We listen to our friends or partners. We listen to voices over the radio. We read comments on social media. We read the reviews of the latest films. We might try out a particular restaurant because it's been recommended to us by a friend. So we're heavily influenced by recommendations, whether it's movies, books, restaurants, lawyers, doctors, plumbers, electricians, car dealers. We usually recommend what we've personally experienced and benefited from. Perhaps we'd say, well, that's terrific. Why don't you try it? You've just got to see this film. You won't believe this. Or in the words of our Bible reading today, come and see. Come and see, Jesus tells two of John's disciples when they come along with John. Perhaps wondering if what John has told them is really true. They now want to see if Jesus truly is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Come and see, Jesus tells them. And so they do. They come and see Jesus. They follow him to find out where he's staying, and they spend a whole day with him, and then they make their decision. Andrew immediately excuses himself from the gathering, goes off, and then returns with his younger brother, Simon. He has given his brother a very high recommendation of Jesus. We have found the Messiah. So Andrew connects with Jesus, and his first response is to reach out to share this connection with the closest person to him, his younger brother. So Simon, son of John, becomes Peter. Peter the rock, and Peter follows Jesus. Well, that's one day. The next day arrives, and Jesus, now followed by Andrew and Peter and one other of John's disciples, they leave and walk over to a nearby fishing village. They come across the fisherman Philip. "Follow me," says Jesus. Philip is from the town of Bethsaida, and Philip reacts the same way to the invite of Jesus as Andrew had reacted. "Okay, but there's someone I need to talk to first." Like Andrew, Philip runs off to share the news, share the fact that he's connected with Jesus, with his closest friend Nathanael. "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael can accept the name Jesus. It means Savior. But he's shocked at the location. "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" he asked. "Come and see," said Philip. Nathanael is willing to go on the recommendation of his friend. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael can't believe it and immediately realizes who it is he's been called to come and see. "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." So Nathanael too becomes a follower of Jesus and embarks on a lifetime adventure with him. But it all began when a good friend threw a piece of good news his way, when a good friend recommended Jesus. So what about us? What does this story tell us about our community of faith? Three words: come and see. That's the message to the world. That's the message we need to offer our neighbours and friends and family members. Come and see. Sounds easy, doesn't it? So why don't we do it? We all have our own personal stories to tell. We all have our reasons why we're gathered here this morning. We all know God. There will be things that have happened in your life where you know that God was working. So why don't you share why you're connected to Jesus? The difference knowing him makes to your life. Or simply say, "Come and see." Or even, "Would you like to come with me to church on Sunday?" We don't know much about Andrew. No gospel of Andrew or anything. He wasn't a preacher. He never founded a university or wrote a book. He never healed anyone or performed some extraordinary miracle. But he brought a man to Jesus who did do all of those things. He brought his brother, now better known as Saint Peter, upon whose ministry the church became strong. Andrew was the one who made a recommendation. He brought someone to Jesus, who Jesus then used mightily in ministry. We see a church that is mobilized and reaches out in practical and generous ways to its local community and beyond. We see a church that is open and friendly and gives hope to people who are in need. We see a church where people from all generations and backgrounds are welcomed and find love, respect, and dignity. I just want to say this morning, church family, I really love you. I really do. I love the fact that you're different ages, come from different places, with different experiences to share. And every single one of you was once a visitor, someone who attended CSK for the very first time. And I'm sure that one of the main reasons you stayed is that you felt welcomed. So church family, please make sure you don't rush to get a coffee at the end just to catch up with the friends you already know. Please look around. Is there someone new you could welcome and help them to feel valued, to feel loved, to feel respected? Perhaps someone who's been here a few weeks or months that you haven't had a chance yet to say hello to. Make today the day you say hello. Now, this doesn't mean that as members of the church, we're all the same and we're all going to like the same things. It does mean, though, that we're all committed to acting in the ways that Jesus directs us to, loving one another, forgiving one another. By this, all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. We need to welcome others with the heart and hands of Jesus. Paul says in Romans 15:7, accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. The Living Bible puts it like this: so warmly welcome each other into the church, just as Christ has warmly welcomed you. Then God will be glorified. We welcome others because Christ so warmly and so deeply welcomed us. So what does that mean for us as a church, as the body of Christ, the family of God, connected to Jesus? We look out for the person on their own, and we look out for anyone who's new, because Jesus welcomes us, and so we should welcome others. Now, we know that there's more we can do in church here to extend our welcome and connecting with new people as they settle in. And we're going to be looking at that area of ministry in coming weeks. So reaching out with Christian love and compassion, we see a church that is mobilized and reaches out in practical and generous ways to its local community and beyond, that is open and friendly and gives hope to people who are in need, where people from all generations and backgrounds are welcomed and find love, respect, and dignity, and where every person can find their place and play their part. Church isn't a spectator sport. As church, we should all be serving God and one another. I really want to break free from the 80-20 syndrome that so many books have been written about. 20% of the people doing 80% of the work. Now, I appreciate that due to personal circumstances, there may be times when we can't do anything physically or in practical ways to help. But the most important thing we can always do is to pray. Now, I know that there are some people in this church family who are involved in doing so many different practical things that I'm a bit anxious that they're starting to get worn out. So can I ask every one of you to ask yourself this question? What am I doing to help the church operate day by day, week by week? How am I playing my part? We've updated our getting to know you forms, new columns, new boxes, new ministries. It's time for us all to take stock and pray and ask God what we're doing and what we should be doing as part of the CSK church family at this time in this place. These are going to be available at the end of the service. Can I encourage each of you to take one, to pray over it, to fill it in, to bring it back, to ask God how he wants you to play your part as part of this church family. So as we connect with Jesus and make him known, We all need to ensure that we're reaching out with Christian love and compassion. Part of a church that becomes mobilized and reaches out in practical and generous ways to its local community and beyond. That is open and friendly and gives hope to people who are in need. Where people from all generations and backgrounds are welcomed and find love, respect, and dignity. Where every person can find their place and play their part. My hope is that you also see this as a church that you would want to belong to and serve in. This is stage one of our vision. Do come back next week if you're able to hear stage two. Would you pray with me? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, help us all to keep connected with you, to make you known in our words and actions. As we seek you, please show us how we can play our part in your church here. Show us how we can share the hope we have with those we meet day by day. Help us as individuals and as your church to be generous in our sharing, so we are really reaching out with your love and compassion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.